Hey Tony, my name is Brandon Hutchings, and I am currently in Group Ramrod for Physics 188. And this is our audio presentation. I feel the reason why physicists believe that physics is a fundamental science is due to the fact that fundamental science is the study of nature. Nature is essentially the qualities or characteristics by which something is recognized, like the nature of fire to burn, and so on. In physics, we study the things around us and show how and why they work. We study the nature around us and the different things we use and see in our everyday lives. Currently, my major at school is biology. I'm not sure what I want to do. Possibly a doctor, physician's assistant, or I'm just kind of up in the air about it. But problem solving will relate to my future profession because when I'm dealing with problem solving, I would use logical and critical thought to solve problems rather than a repetitive learning. I believe it will allow me to use more thinking and reasoning rather than just regurgitating something that I've seen before.
Hi, this is Courtney, and I am going to talk about the Big Bang Theory and how it relates to the 20th century existential postmodern thought. And first I'm going to talk about basically what the Big Bang Theory is. It was basically came up about 10 billion to 20 billion years ago, and it was basically that two big masses came together and basically collided, and boom, there was the Earth. And two atoms formed into two whatever compounds, and then it just grew from there. Okay. And existentialism is pretty much just the fact that we exist. It doesn't really have to do with any type of religion or any type of thought or belief. It's a philosophy that basically just states that we exist. And the main like theory behind it is that existence precedes essence. And basically what that is that man exists before his existence has value or meaning. So the fact that man is here has nothing to do with why he is here. So man basically defines himself, and it's not that we were put here for a reason or the fact that, you know, there was some higher thing that put us here for a reason. It was mainly that that we were just put here, that man is just existing. And later on, we define our own meaning and reason for being here, which is more in the fact of religion and, you know, why we're here, what are we doing. But the way that existentialism and the Big Bang Theory relate is just in that, is that we just exist. We don't go anywhere afterwards. We don't, you know, nothing created us. It's just the fact that we exist. And then we create beyond that because we're human, the reason why and the reason for being, you know, how we exist and why we're here and what we're doing here. The problem-solving method relates to my profession in that I am going to use it in pretty much everyday life. I am going to become an athletic trainer, and in athletic training you use a lot of problem solving because you have to figure out exactly what injury they have, how you're going to rehab that injury, and furthermore how you're going to help them, you know, prevent an injury or you know, maybe play off of that injury. And so you have to make the athlete as comfortable as possible. So if an athlete comes into the place with an injury, then I'm going to have to figure out a bunch of different ways to make him comfortable and him able to play. So if one way doesn't work, then I have to think beyond that. and keep chipping away at it so that I can he or she is able to play with that injury or, you know, be able to prevent that injury. And for me to do that, I need to know everything. I need to know, I need to observe, I need to look at the facts, the inferences, the assumptions, my opinion, the arguments, and then the critical analysis behind that. And that is just what it is. It's critical thinking, and that's what, you know, any profession uses on a daily basis. They use critical thinking because that is what you know the best. That is what you need to be able to teach to other people. You need to know the why behind the reason. And it is exactly that. It's the why behind the reason. I will use critical thinking and problem solving in my everyday life because that's exactly what I need to do. I need to be able to think beyond outside the box and not just think of the facts in front of me. I need to be able to analyze it and synthesize and then evaluate the athlete. So that brings me to my next point, Bloom's taxonomy. Bloom's taxonomy is a kind of critical thinking, and it's basically like a tower. You build on it, and you build on it, and you build on it until you get to the top. The first part of it is knowledge, and knowledge is just straightforward facts, you know, just regurgitation. Then you go into comprehension, where you're able to go beyond that and talk about it, and then you have application, where you're able to apply it, analysis, synthesis, and then evaluation. And this is important because, according to this man Bloom, you have to master one level before you move on to the next level. So for me to understand how to analyze something, I have to first, you know, have the knowledge of it. I can't just go and analyze something without, you know, having a background of knowledge in it. I can't go and evaluate something unless I synthesize my thoughts. So it's kind of like a building tower that you can't have, you can't reach the top unless you start from the bottom and you build and you go up. So it's really helpful. I guess a lot of teachers use this in their teaching methods and on how to help us be able to understand and analyze things or understand things a lot better so that we are able to use critical thinking. So, thank you very much.
Hi, Tony. My name is Nathan Perez, and I am a physical therapy major. The reason I think that problem solving will help one in my future profession is because every injury is different in some way, shape, or form. So I will have to be able to adapt and problem solve and come up with different ways of helping these people recover the problem solving method in the scientific setting is used frequently because science is not black and white. You have to be able to be creative, able to chip away a difficult problem. That is why it is so important in my life and many others. Thank you, Tony, for your time, and see you in class.
Hello, hello, hello.